Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Simawang. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. Recent research from HighSpot on the CRO outlook for enablement shows that 80% of sales leaders believe that sales enablement is a must-have. So why is sales enablement mission critical? And what does good sales enablement look like in the eyes of a revenue leader? Here to talk to us about this today is Graham Younger, the president of worldwide field operations here at HighSpot. Graham, thank you so much for joining us. I would love for you to tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Hi, Shauna. It's good to be here. Yeah, absolutely. Joined HighSpot just over 60 days ago. Background in enterprise technology and high growth SaaS companies. Incredible opportunity here at HighSpot to really make an impact. And I'm very excited about the opportunity that we have ahead of us.
We're excited to have you here on our podcast. Now, I'd like to start with your perspective on the sales environment today. Tell us about some of the challenges that organizations are facing.
Yeah, it's a very challenging macroeconomic environment that every company is operating in, whether you're selling or you're doing business or whatever field you're in, it's tough. And when things get tough, it requires you to really focus on doing more with what you have or doing more sometimes with less. So getting the very maximum return out of your investments across all of the disciplines internally within your organization is really, really critical. So I think that economy is not going to drastically change for the next four, maybe six quarters. So every company right now is focused on how do they become more efficient at what they do with the investments that they've already made.
To that point, what do you think that businesses should be prioritizing to address those challenges and be successful in this current sales environment?
Sales enablement is one of those discussion points in every boardroom, in every executive team. Currently, there's not an earnings call up and down the land or across the globe that the question isn't asked, what are you doing about sales productivity and sales efficiency? Go-to-market is a huge investment. Taking your products to market, building your pipeline, executing against that opportunity, trying to monetize your value is a really expensive investment. And a lot of companies can't just throw more resources. They've got to get, as I said, more out of what they have. So equipping those individuals to be more productive, to eliminate some of the time that those individuals are searching for content, are trying to do research, or ultimately are not actually equipped to do the role that they've been brought in and paid a lot of money to do, is really costing organizations a lot of money. So investing in ensuring that you have a sales enablement platform is absolutely critical to your success. It's table stakes in the current environment.
Absolutely. And how have you seen business priorities change over the last few years? What are maybe some trends you're seeing in the market?
Yeah, I think business priorities are, again, it's not really a case of growth at all costs. It's a growth with path to profitability or profitability. And it's really critical that those companies, the best run companies, are investing in driving a better return out of their current investments, as I've mentioned before. So we're seeing a lot of focus on sales enablement, driving sales productivity. And we've seen in the 1,000+ customers that we have today, you know, 92% of executive leaders saying that their investment in enablement has improved sales performance. If you look at a lot of organizations, 80% of the revenues come from 20% of their quota carriers from a sales org perspective. And we want, in an optimized sales performance organization, to have a bell curve that's pretty healthy, where, you know, 70% of your organization are at 70% attainment or above. We are focused on trying to move that bell curve slightly to the right, so that more people are performing at a higher level. How do you do that? Ensure that they have the right structure, the right content, and the right approach to managing and executing against that opportunity in the market. And that can be sales plays, product pitches, it can be customer specific content, ensuring that they have all of the right data, information, and are equipped to go out and perform to the maximum of their capabilities with the way that you've equipped them and set them up for success is absolutely critical for organizations to perform and to have a level of sales productivity and drive the efficiencies that they need in order to again drive the results to the organization that they need in order to survive and thrive.
I love that. Now, for the naysayers or maybe the revenue leaders that aren't fully bought in on enablement yet, what's the potential risk of not addressing some of the challenges that organizations are seeing in this new sales landscape?
Underperformers not delivering what they need to, because not because they're not the right people, because the organization hasn't equipped them to go out and succeed. Sun Tzu, The Art of War, talks about never enter a battle unless you're equipped and the odds are stacked in your favor to compete and win. And if you haven't equipped your teams and given them everything that they need in order to compete and win, not just in executing the value proposition that your company is taking to market, but also understanding how you're positioned and differentiated competitively, then ultimately you are wasting money. You are not being productive at a level that ultimately allows you to be respectful to the investments that you know your CFO has underwritten in you know building a go-to-market organization.
Absolutely. And for our enablement audience, how can enablement help businesses navigate the changing sales landscape and really help drive sales productivity, which has been the point you've been landing this whole time?
Yeah, I don't think you have any option. At the end of the day, people think they're enabling their sales teams. People think that they've got programs in place. But if you're not governing, measuring, and analyzing all of the data associated with those sales plays, the initiatives that you're launching, the customer-specific activity, then you really don't know how effective the enablement is in your organization. So for us, it's the data and the analytics associated with the enablement is the critical component to allow you to understand whether it is actually being effective and pointing you in the right direction to do more of what works and do less or course correct where it's not landing. When you look at just the competitive pressures and the different difficult macro that we talked about before, it is really important to be agile and constantly be evolving. That's not just evolving your value proposition, but just your messaging, how you communicate, your sales plays, landing that competitive differentiation when it matters, and structuring the sales cycle to help build a discovery component and be consultative so that you're actually solving real business problems on behalf of your customers, not just pitching product.
So for organizations to maximize their investment in enablement, operational rigor is absolutely a key priority for a lot of organizations. How can enablement programs help to drive stronger operational rigor throughout an organization?
In order to have success, you've got to operationalize any investment. And setting it up, governing it, having the right people involved, measuring it, and then have data and analytics are absolutely critically important to ultimately the ongoing success. Something has to become part of your operating rhythm, unless it's something that's natural, that fits in with what you do and how you turn up every day. Then if you have to punch out and do something that's unnatural, most likely you'll do it a couple of times and then not continue it. It has to become part of your operating rhythm, part of your daily routine, part of something that you do naturally, part of something that becomes core to your execution. So really it's having the right executive sponsorship, the right visibility, the right measurement, the right governance, and the right buy-in from the team. It's got to be shown. You've got to show the teams why this is going to make them more successful, and then ultimately showcase those success stories. I mean, half of CROs report a 5x ROI in less than a year by investing in a sales enablement platform. HighSpot is the highest rated enablement platform because of our ability to stand up, get a quick time to value, stand up success early, the post-sales team's expertise in being able to identify how to execute against the opportunity, solve the problems that you have internally, and actually bring that value to the sales organizations. It's incredibly exciting to see some of the successes that we've had across our customer base. I mean, you have so many different stats across so many different customers that ultimately allow us to be confident that we are making an impact, that we are making a difference every day, and the customers are really getting strong benefit from their investment and their relationship in being a partner with HighSpot.
I could not agree more. Now, on the technology side, what would you say are must-haves in the sales tech stack? And specifically, you know, you've already talked to a lot of the value from having an enablement platform, but where does an enablement platform fit into that picture?
Absolutely. So I think there are three core components of a sales tech stack that I look for, and that's the CRM. You want to have a system of record. It's really important to build up that base. Salesforce, obviously being the market leader, CRM vendor, and a company that we have native integrations with and relationships with. And they're a customer, we're a customer, and they're an investor. So it's a very strategic, special relationship that we have with Salesforce. We then have a revenue intelligence component, which is the engagement, the forecasting, the reporting, being predictable. And as a company, being able to forecast predictably, to be able to execute and analyze deals and get into that level of detail is really important, especially if you're a publicly traded company. And then there's the revenue enablement, the equip, train, coach, the strategic initiatives, the sales productivity, all of the investment in actually what we've just talked about, which is equipping your people to perform at a level that ultimately drives real efficiency across your go-to-market investments. So I think those are three critical components, and enablement plays such a critical role in there. Again, if you haven't equipped, trained, and continually coach your teams, then you're not going to get the best out of that investment. So that is absolutely critical for any company to be successful. And I think all three of those components are essential within a modern tech stack.
Absolutely. Now, shifting to the people front, because we are a people first culture here at HighSpot, what's the relationship between investing in the development of your people and their performance, and what role can enablement help in that?
Yeah, my first instinct is when you look at people and you look at high performers and low performers, the low performers, my first question is, are we failing them? Are we giving them the tools, and are we investing in their success in a way that allows them to really deliver and be successful in an organization? So having a program, having a sales enablement program, whether it's onboarding, reducing the ramp time, which is a critical lever to pull in any sales efficiency metric, it's really, really key to ensure that you're onboarding your people, you're investing your people, and that education is continuous. Again, as you adapt for your competition, you adapt for the markets, you bring new products to market, you have new sales plays, you have new initiatives, all of that is continuous. So to have an enablement platform to deliver that, equip, train, and coach, and then to be able to measure that is really, really important. So my first focus in any organization when I see lower performers is, are they really being given the best opportunity? Are we failing them before I conclude that they're failing us? So people are, you know, again, getting the right talent in an organization. If you look at leadership within go-to-market, the success of leaders, 80% of that is attributed to being able to recruit and retain the best talent, but to develop that talent and their skill sets to get maximum return from that investment. So people development is a real critical component in the overall success of an organization.
I love that. Graham, last question for you. What advice would you give other executive leaders that are looking to unlock sales productivity within their organization?
Talk to us. Very simple. We can really, really make an impact. And if you look at some of the things that we're doing, you know, DocuSign have seen 20% increase in deal size, 10% reduction in sales cycle times. These are real things that move the needle and drive to the bottom line. Not just efficiencies, but really impact the overall performance of a company. If you look at if you can't recruit more sales talent, what you want to do is get the talent that you have paid a lot of money selling more. How do you get them selling more? You reduce the time that they're spending researching, pulling together content, doing all of the homework by making it easy for them to find the right content, to execute the right sales play, to use generative AI to help them do the research and pull the information together that again helps them cut down all of the time to prepare and helps them spend more time in front of customers executing and doing the things that you are paying them a lot of money to do.
Love that. Graham, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing your insights.
Great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insight on how enablement success can be maximized with HighSpot.